And once every 5 years or so, we normally sit down and fill out a very specific population form. It's called the census. And the census executive director, Andrew Henderson, joins us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What is happening with the census this year on the Eyre Peninsula in particular?
So Tuesday, 10th of August, this year is census night, and right at the moment we're trying to pull together the national team to help us collect census right across Australia. And we need some help from people on the Eyre Peninsula in particular. So we've got two types of jobs going right at the moment. We've got field managers, they're our team leaders who help us to pull together, train the teams and manage the teams on the ground. And we've got field officers. We need 80 field officers in the Eyre Peninsula, Port Lincoln region, to help us actually get out, talk to householders, go out to the farms, the community, and deliver forms, explain the census, and help us bring the forms back in again.
And that is a job that requires a fair bit of time on the Eyre Peninsula, given how much travel there is involved. And obviously, it's an opportunity to get out and not only fill in the information that is necessary for the development of the nation, but also just to keep in touch with the neighbours.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we community counts in census, so we really need people from the community who know the community, as you say, who are comfortable with the terrain, and not everybody's comfortable getting out into an area like that. So we need people who've got a driver's licence, got their own vehicle, got a mobile device, but most of all people who are well organised, good communicators, people are comfortable to knock on the door and talk to people.
Speaking this morning with the Census Executive Director, Andrew Henderson, about the census coming up later this year. And why is the census so important? Because we hear stories about, oh, well, I won't fill it in, it's not important. Why is the census important?
Well, you know, there's a big stuff like GST distribution, but really what I say to people is, like, you're dropping the kids off at childcare, you're taking your elderly parents to a health service, all the things you do day to day, those things are all informed by census data. So, for example, the Flying Doctor Service uses census data extensively to know how to organise itself across Australia. And your community, you know, local community health centre, local library, so, you know, the stuff we do every day is informed by census.
And for people who would like to sign up and become part of that census team as a field officer or even one of the managers, where can they go for more information?
census.abs.gov.au, Keith, they'll find everything they need there, or just do a web search for census jobs.
Census jobs or census.abs.gov.au if you would like to get involved in delivering the 2021 census. Andrew Henderson, the Census Executive Director, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Keith.